3 years ago, we were being told that we could be facing power cuts over Christmas. The demands on the electricity supply were such that we were told we could be facing 51 hours where demand exceeded supply. Last year, that number was 21 hours. This year, it's 3.6. The figure is contained in the annual Winter Outlook report by the electricity grid operator ErGrid, and we're joined by its Director of Systems, Diarmaid Gillespie. You're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Well, the number's going in the right direction, just outside the 3-hour target that you had set. What has caused this big reduction?
Yeah, so certainly a significant improvement on previous years, whereas a couple of years ago we would have been issuing system alerts. In the last 12 months we've issued no system alerts, and last winter we only issued one system alert for generation adequacy. The major change that's happened over the last 12 to 18 months is there are three factors driving that change. First is the delivery of new permanent capacity onto the grid. This is new capacity that is being delivered through the capacity market auctions. So this year we have a new gas capacity being delivered, permanent gas capacity, 190 megawatts of new gas capacity in the Dublin region. New battery storage capacity, long duration battery storage, 2 to 3 hours of battery storage, 270 megawatts of new battery storage, which is now connected to the grid, which can be used over an evening peak to shave what we call peak shaving of the demand over an evening peak. In addition to that, the permanent capacity that's being delivered through the auctions is temporary emergency generation. 505 megawatts of temporary emergency generation we expect to have available to us this winter. This is temporary emergency generation, which would only be used as a last resort or a backstop should all the market measures that we have fail. And finally, then we're seeing the continued support that we're getting on the electricity interconnectors to Great Britain. That's the East-West interconnector and the Moyle interconnector. And indeed, this winter as well, we'll also be commissioning a new interconnector, the Greenlink interconnector, which will be connecting between Wexford and Wales.
And that new permanent supply, is it permanent or only for another couple of years at this point?
The permanent supply is permanent. Okay. So it's delivered through the capacity market auctions.
Will peak demand be as high or higher this year than previous winters?
We are forecasting peak demand to be about over 200 megawatts higher than last winter, just over 5,800 megawatts of peak demand. And that's a trend that we've seen over the last number of years in terms of continued demand growth in electricity.
So might there still be alerts on the risk to supply this winter?
So what our winter outlook is forecasting is a reduced likelihood of alerts this winter. You can never rule out the possibility that we would have to issue an alert. But maybe just to explain what an alert is. Alert is just a signal to our generators and to our customers that the system is one generator away or one loss of a generator away of us having to take further action to manage demand. So yes, there is a risk of alerts, but the risk is far reduced than previous years, and the risk of us going into that second stage, which the emergency state, is far reduced compared to previous years.
Could some customers still lose power for a few hours?
So over the last number of years, we've been working very closely with our large customers so that if we end up in the situation where we have to take demand control action, that the customers that we would call on first are our large energy users, our data centres in particular.
They're still the biggest.
They are still, in terms of our large energy users and manufacturing, they'd be our biggest customers. And those customers would be called on first, if time allows, to reduce their demand by bringing on on-site generation on their sites, which would avoid then the need to have to take action at a more domestic level or residential level.
But if that doesn't happen, what are those negotiations? How are they proceeding with people like the data centres?
They're complete and they're in place, and they've been in place for a number of years now. There's a good understanding that we can call on these customers to reduce their demand with 1 hour's notice if required. Those plans are in place and have been tested with the various utilities.
Are we still, though, too reliant on other countries for our power? I think we still import around 80% of our energy needs instead of being increasingly and more permanently self-sufficient when it comes to wind or solar or wave energy. That security of supply that is always threatened on so many fronts when we're reliant on overseas for our energy, would you like to see that change?
So I suppose, first of all, our focus today is on the winter outlook, and I can talk about our dependency. How Well, we're set up for from an electricity perspective. So certainly we are importing a lot more than we have been heretofore. But a lot of that is being driven by the market. It's the market that's actually determining what flows we're getting in terms of the interconnection support from GB. In terms of our adequacy position, what it's indicating is even if we don't have that interconnector support, that we're able to stand on our own 2 feet as a country. We have sufficient generation, be that the new permanent capacity that's been delivered and the temporary emergency generation that's been delivered onto the system. In terms of the wider energy mix, I'd probably leave that to our government department or our regulator to talk to.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Director of Systems with EirGrid, Diarmaid Gillespie.